Backseat Quickies, episode 95, Warner, DC, and San Diego Comic-Con. Alright, so Comic-Con just ended, and because Comic-Con is not actually about comics anymore, but just Hollywood showing off all of its things, well, obviously we got a lot of movie news out of it. And there's one thing I kind of want to focus on for a second, which is Warner Brothers and DC Comics' future plans for their franchise, I guess, in a big sense. And looking over the past few years, DC Comics movies have kind of just been this coin flip situation where either it comes out lame or it is so very much mired in the style of, you know, the particular production team that you have people wondering if it's okay to take their kids to this. And at the same time, they keep announcing projects and then people on those projects disappear for whatever reasons, and they just can't hold the team together. So you'll hear news. So, you know, for a long time, there was talk about a Green Arrow movie where he was stuck in a super high security prison, and that never really went anywhere. Instead, we got a TV show that is kind of eh. And here we are again, basically. Like, they're promising a Flash movie, but hey, there's no one attached to it yet. I mean, at least they've got a plan going forward, kind of, for the next Man of Steel movie, which, if you didn't hear, is Batman versus Superman. Yeah, that's the tentative title, and I don't think that's going to change. I think they are legitimately going to introduce this as a movie where Batman and Superman fight, because, you know, we're not tired of that in the various spin-off media and alternate universes. That doesn't come up a ton. That never gets tired. No. And it's not like it's a fun dynamic to explore that got a comic book for decades either. No. What we need is Batman strapping on the powered armor and punching Superman again. Yep. And again, this just kind of, you know, strikes me as DC kind of burying its head. It's like, okay, we could, you know, reevaluate our methods and put something together and, you know, build a production team specifically for DC movies and go forward with a unified style and mission the way Marvel has, or we could just put Batman in more things. Because again, they've also promised a Justice League movie for the billionth time without actually attaching any names to it or dates, or even maybe even saying, hey, we're going to lead into it with a Wonder Woman movie, because, you know, it's not like she's a big part of the DC Universe's presentation. No, she's not a big flagship product for them. No, Flash. We need the Flash. But yeah, I mean, it's not even, like, they're, and I'm not saying I wouldn't like to see a Justice League movie, but I kind of wonder if they need to do it the exact same way Marvel did. I mean, Marvel paid off big time, and I love the Avengers, but it could have tanked big and cost a lot of money. I mean, they've got actors locked down for, you know, literally 7 or more movies at this point. That's a lot of investment. And right now, DC can't keep a team together. I mean, honestly, they don't have any plans. They don't seem to want to make plans. They just see the dollar signs floating out there and want to grab that without understanding how Marvel did it. And so, this is what we got. We've got a movie where Zack Snyder directs Batman beating up Superman. So you know that's going to be the movie. It's going to have, it's going to be very similar to Man of Steel, where you just get really amazingly choreographed action scenes, and you'll get bored of them. Like, there's only so many times you can see this. And I'm just a little disappointed, because at the same time, you've got their animated division just being like, okay, here's a storyline, let's cut it down to 70 minutes and see if it works. And sure, most of the time they're kind of average, but hey, they're doing a lot better than Green Lantern the live-action film did. And they don't even try to build continuity between them. It's like, for DC Comics, the characters are so iconic, you can just kind of roll with it. Like, the Justice League animated series launched with a 5-parter, which barely had any backstory for the Flash, or Hawkgirl, or Wonder Woman, or Martian Manhunter, or even the particular Green Lantern they used. But hey, it still worked, because they did a good job of showing who those characters were quickly. Granted, they also had a TV series to expand with, but I'm not saying but I don't necessarily think the Marvel method is the way to go about it for Justice League. And everything I hear about it is just kind of disheartening. I'd like a good Justice League movie, but right now that movie looks like, you know, Justice League Doom sitting on my shelf there. This is just me rambling. I'm sorry if you actually wanted some coherent ideas. I'll be back next week.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.